Ladies and gentlemen, where will your soul be when they are preaching your funeral? Heaven or hell? Dear friends, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 304, titled, Where Will Your Soul Be When They Are Preaching Your Funeral, Heaven or Hell? I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. How many times have you looked into a casket, seen a face of the deceased, and listened to the following statements? He sure has suffered, but he is better off now, or she is at peace, never to suffer anymore. Dear friend, if the deceased had accepted Christ as Lord and Savior when they were alive and had been born again by the grace of God, these are correct statements. The Apostle Paul said this of Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. However, if the deceased dies in a lost, unsaved spiritual condition, his troubles have just begun in a very real sense. The instant his soul leaves his body, it goes directly to a place called hell to burn and to be tormented forever and ever. The Bible says in Psalm 9:17, that is the Holy Bible, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. In Mark 9:44, the Bible states that hell is a place where their worm dieth not, Jesus said, and the fire is not quenched. Listen to the voice of the rich man in the Holy Bible, Luke chapter 16, verses 22 through 24, crying out from hell. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Perhaps someone looked at the face of the rich man as he was prepared for burial and remarked that he was at peace now, and he will never suffer anymore. How wrong their statement would have been, as they were saying beautiful words over his body. His soul was screaming from the pits of hell. Suffering does not end at death for a lost person, for a person who is not saved, not born again. A person who has never trusted Christ as Savior. After 10 million years of eternity, he will still be burning and suffering. If you are spiritually lost, if you are not saved, if you have never trusted Christ as Savior, and you die in that condition, then you too will be doomed to a burning hell forever and ever. You might wonder what you must do to escape this torment in hell. The answer is the same one that Jesus gave to Nicodemus in St. John 3:3 in the Holy Bible. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Just as you were born physically, you must be born spiritually to reach the portals of heaven. The Bible says in John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So, dear friend, you are not promised another day on this earth. Tomorrow might be too late. Now is the time to do something about your lost condition, your unsaved condition. 2 Corinthians in the Holy Bible, 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Right now, while there is still life in your body, will you repent of your sins and call upon Jesus Christ, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again? Would you be willing to pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul? The Bible says very clearly in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 13, these are the verses that sealed my salvation, if you will. These verses say that if thou, you shall confess with thy mouth, your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you shalt be saved. That's how you get saved. For whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. John 1:12 says, But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The decision is yours, my friend. No one will make you trust Christ, not even God himself. The decision is yours. Where will your soul be when they are preaching your funeral? Heaven or hell? Your life might end before another hour passes, and your soul will be somewhere out in eternity. Will you receive Jesus Christ? Will you trust him as your Savior and as your Lord and be confident of everlasting life in heaven? with peace in your heart. And so, dear friend, if you are willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today and believe on Him, that He died for your sins, He suffered and bled and died for your sins, was buried and rose again, please pray this prayer with all of your heart and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I admit I am a sinner on my way to hell. I know that I cannot save myself from hell. I repent of my sins the best way that I know how. I turn away from my old life and put my faith in You, Lord Jesus, and Your precious blood that You shed for me on the cross to pay for all of my sins. I now accept You as my Savior and trust You to take me to heaven when I die, so that one day at my funeral, when they are preaching and looking over my dead body, I will be in heaven looking down on them and not in hell. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. And to find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, please visit GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet / my article titled What to Do After You Have Entered Through the Door. Jesus Christ is the Door. The track that this podcast is based on is published by Fellowship Track League, a track publishing company that I've been dealing with for nearly 40 years, a non-profit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this gospel track online at fellowshiptrackleague.org. They will send you tracks for free, but I want to encourage you to give them a love offering because it costs money to print these tracks. God bless you, dear friend, until next time. And when you get these gospel tracks, pass them out. Witness to others. Tell others about the grace of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you, dear friend, until next time.